Blog
Good
Talk
morning,
Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for calling in, dialing in. For those that are listening from via internet, God bless you. Thank you for joining and welcome. Welcome to Tell Them Ministries on the radio. This morning we're going to continue our discussion on taking care of me. It is an important part for us to take a look at how we're treating our own bodies, how we're treating our own selves in order to be fit for the kingdom. We're going to open up with prayer. God, we thank you for this day. We come to you as humble as we know how. We're laying all of our petitions, all of our concerns and desires at the feet of the altar. God, we say thank you this morning for your loving kindness. We know that your word provides everything that we need for life. We know that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're given the opportunity to come to you and to have this conversation with one another. Your word tells us, it asks the question, wilt thou be made whole? Our desire is to be made whole on today, God. We just thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning again. As I said, this is another segment on I'm taking care of me and what that looks like. We've talked about water and our intake of water. We've talked about our diet and what we should look for and how we should take care of us with what we're putting in our bodies. Today we're going to take a look at getting some rest. Just getting some rest. Sometimes when you're busy with life, getting proper rest can be very challenging. It can be very difficult to achieve, and it gets put to the back burner. We know that we must drink water. Water is a life source. We are 72% made of water, so evidently it was very important to God for us to have water because so much of us, of our makeup is about water. And when we look at what we eat, we've heard dietitians, we've heard the doctors, and even in our own spirits, we've heard the Holy Spirit speak to us on about how much meat we should eat, how much sugar we should put in our bodies, how much carbohydrates, the breads, the cakes, the goodies that we claim to be goodies or we deem them as goodies and we put them in our bodies not realizing the actual damage that it could be causing when we overindulge. And that can be from anywhere from, you know, your cakes and your pies, your candy, your sodas, too much coffee, all of these things, and you're not taking in enough water. You have these items in your system just lying dormant to wreak havoc on your system. We also know that when we're not eating properly and not drinking the proper amount of water, we're going to deal with some physical ailments in our body. You know, you're going to deal with kidney and bladder, your stomach, your skin, you know, your hair, your nails. All of this has to do with what we're putting in our body as substance. And if we're putting the wrong thing in our body, we're giving our body the wrong fuel, so to speak, it is not going to be well. It's just like when you put the wrong fuel in your gas tank of your vehicle or you put the wrong oil for your motor to run. Your vehicle is not going to run properly, and if you don't take care of that vehicle, it may put you on side the road. It may break down on you at an inopportune time. At a moment when you really need that vehicle to get you to where you need to be, whether it be to church, whether it be to work, something dealing with your children, whether you drive for a living. If your vehicle puts you down, you're caught in a mess. You're stranded. But we do the same thing to our bodies. If we're not taking proper care of our bodies, our systems, you're putting the wrong thing in and doing too much of the wrong thing, our bodies will put us on side the road. It will break down. If we're not taking care of it, if we're not getting checkups, if we're not eating properly, we're going to cause some damage. And at some point, your body is just going to say, stop. I'm not doing anymore. And all of this is a part of self-care. We have to do self-care. We have to do a self-evaluation of what are we doing to our bodies, what are we putting in our bodies, as well as what we're not doing. A lot of times we can eat right, drink the proper amount of water, and seemingly everything is in proper perspective. But if you're not getting any rest, you're still causing some problems to your body. You know, scientists and researchers have determined that at least 8 hours of rest a day or a night of sleep and rest, you know, is what we need. I know some of us probably feel like we could use more because we stay on the go so much. Some of us, you know, 8 hours doesn't seem to be enough, and in some cases it just very well may not be, especially when you're on the go all the time. You know, from sun up to sundown, as they say, you're burning the candle on both ends, and your day is filled with work and other obligations that you're committed to, you're not getting the proper rest. So you add that with not enough water, eating very irregularly and improperly, and then add no rest, you're asking for your body to break down on you. You're pushing it to the limit. Now, God created us to be able to recover. So many instances, your body will heal on its own. But we have to put the right thing in it in order for it to do so. You know, a lot of times I've said in the past, you know, sometimes God will allow you to be put on your back in order for you to look up, because we get so busy in doing what we say God wants us to do, and we're just busy. We're just busy. And add that with every other obligation that you may have, you're getting too busy. You're too busy to rest. You're too busy to study the Word of God. You're too busy to pray. You're too busy to just rest in Him, to meditate on Him. You know, we have to get to that place of balance. We have to get to that place of accountability to ourselves. I was sharing with someone on yesterday the mention of a vow. We often make vows to other people, other things. We commit and make a vow. But what about the vow that we should be making to ourselves? We must make a vow to ourselves. And some of us may have made a vow to ourselves. I vow that I'm going to drink water. I vow that I'm going to start walking. I'm going to start exercising. I'm going to start eating right. You're making a vow with yourself. And nobody is going to make you keep that vow to yourself. You have to realize that you are important enough to make that vow and keep it. Yes, it's wonderful to have an accountability partner. It is wonderful to have those around you who can support you and cheer you on and push you to the next level. But until you realize the value in you, to make it happen is going to be very challenging, no matter who may be around you, because at that point you're doing it for them. You know there's a benefit in everything that's being said. You know there are benefits in water. You know there are benefits in eating right. And you know exercise and rest have very positive benefits to get you to the next level, to get you to that perfect waistline, to get you to optimal health. We must value ourselves enough that no matter who is around, no matter if there's no one around, we push ourselves. Now, I am talking to you, but I'm talking to myself as well. We must value our own life. We must take ourselves very seriously. We must practice self-care, and not just practice self-care, but we must master it. We must master self-care. Loving God, loving ourselves, loving our families, loving those that we minister to, you know, God first, and everything else is second, third, and fourth. But it's God first, and if we seek ye first the kingdom of God, he will give us the strategies that we need in order to go forth and do what he has called us to do, even when it comes to self-care. We must practice self-care. We must go forth and taking ourselves seriously. We must go forth and being responsible for our own actions. We must be accountable. To thine own self be true. We must. And if we don't do it, who is? We can go to the doctors. We can go to a trainer, and they can tell us, do this, 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 and this. And they can give us the information, but if we don't do it, if we don't follow through with it, it will make it very, very difficult, because we are supposed to be held accountable to our own selves. That we have to. And we can start with the little steps. We can start with, you know, the walk, 30-minute walk. If you have a pet, walk the dog for 30 minutes. If you have a song or you're tapped in and you want to just listen, put some music in your ear and just walk for a little bit. If you just want to, you know, there's some people and some places and things that, you know, you need to catch up on. You know, I don't really like to talk on the phone when I'm walking for the simple fact I may give out of breath, and that is my time actually to be quiet, to commune with God, to be able to just hear what he has to say and enjoy the sights and the sounds in my neighborhood or wherever God leads me to walk. Just enjoy his creation for a little bit. And, you know, the more you do it, the better you're going to get, the longer you're going to go. And before you know it, you're making strides. And I'm not a runner, and I've never been a runner. But who's to say it can get you back to that place to make that run, to take that run around the block, to run that mile? You know, to run, walk, lift weights, all of that can play a part in getting the body ready to operate in optimal health. We have to get there. We must get there. The word tells us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. your body a living sacrifice? Are you willing to sacrifice what your body, what your flesh is telling you in order to do what God has called you to do, in order for you to be able to be all that he's called you to be? We often talk about we're going to reach the nations, we're going to travel, we're going to do this. How are you going to do that if you're tired and run down? How are you going to do that if you're not at peak performance? How are you going to do that when you're traveling and you've got to make sure you've got 5 and 6 medications with you? How are you going to do that when you've got to constantly stop walking and take a break? Because we're not taking ourselves and taking care of ourselves more seriously, we're causing problems for those around us. You know, we can say we're going to do this and we're going and we're going and we go, but we can't even walk through the mall without saying, let me sit down and take a break. I'm tired. We can't even walk from the parking lot to the front door without being winded. We can't even walk through the grocery store upright. We've got to lean on the shopping cart because we're tired. We're run down. We're feeling fatigue. Our bodies are just tired, because we're not doing the proper things to take care of it. You know, some things require specific training. You know, we can go to the gym, we can go to all these things, but everybody cannot afford to go to the gym. Everybody cannot afford that gym membership. And, yes, they're making it more accessible now with the competition rising. There are a lot of competitors out there now for the gym. But God gave us so much in the earth to be able to utilize that walking, running. You know, it may sound crazy, but you want to start lifting weights. I'm sure most of us have canned goods in our pantry or in our cabinets. Or we may have some 1-pound bags of something. You may have a 1-pound bag of beans. You may have 1-pound bag of rice. You can actually get, say, 5 or 6 of those, which will add up to 5 pounds per bag, and you actually lift 10 pounds. It may sound silly, but we've got to start looking, thinking outside of the box. Okay, I have a difficult time walking, or when I get home, it's too late for me to walk, it's getting dark, or I'm too busy to do this, I'm too busy to do that. You can make your own barbells. You can make your own weights. And I know it sounds silly, but God said that in his word, he will use the foolish things to confound the wise. And not to mention if you're doing the rice and your brown rice, or you're doing the beans, pinto beans, navy beans, what have you. And they're only maybe $1 a bag, depending on where you're shopping. So you go and you get 10 bags. You've got 10 pounds. And if you just make you some weights, you can lift them with your arm. You can tie them around your ankle. Just lift your legs and just do exercises. Do something to get your heart rate up. Do something. You know, so many of us, we get so sedentary, and we're saying, well, I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to do this. I can't go and lift this. Okay, start small and work your way up. I know it sounded silly about making your own weights, but it can be done. And what a great testimony that you can have to say, hey, I didn't have the money to go buy the barbells. I didn't have the money to go to a gym, to join a gym. I didn't have the money to do this, so I had to improvise with what was in my hand. And God allowed me to see that years ago. Use what's in your hand. What do you already have in your home that you can utilize to help you get to optimum health? Some very simple things, some simple changes to increase your stamina, to get your heart rate up, to benefit your life. If you have stairs in your home, just set up a time to, you know, walk up and down the stairs. I know they're saying 10,000 steps a day or more. There are apps on our phone. We've got our phone on us every day, all day long. Go into your apps, and, you know, if you have the Apple, it has so many different apps that you can download to step counters, calorie counters, activity, and all telling you what you're doing and how it will benefit you. So when you're burning and you're exercising and you're doing all of these things, you know, you can really move forward to be able to do what God has called you to do. Again, thank you so much for joining. If there is something you would like to add to the conversation, a comment, a question, please feel free to press 1 and I can bring you on. Thank you for joining. But we've got to take our own health seriously. Rest is important. We've got to take self-care important. We've got to make it important. We can make everything else important. We make everybody else important. But when are we going to make the decision to make ourselves important? You know, that's where we have to get to. And this is not just, you know, we don't want to cut the men out because we want to include them too, because our men are, you know, they are at higher risk for a lot of different things, heart disease and what have you. But we as women, oftentimes we take care of the whole family. And we put ourselves on the back burner. We put our desires and our needs, we push them off to the side to make sure everyone else is taken care of. We can do this. We can be all that God has called us to be, and we can do all that He has called us to do. But you're not going to be able to do it if you're not taking care of yourself. It is so sad that the body of Christ as a whole is just as sick, if not sicker, than those in the world. That is sad that the obesity rate in the church is just as high, if not worse, than the world. The diabetes, the high blood pressure, the heart disease, the kidney issues, the cancers, all of those are in the church. When you look at those that deem themselves as Christians or Christ followers, everybody in the church is on a pill. It's like you're just waiting for the timers to go off. Time to take a pill, time to take a pill, time to take a pill. That should not be so. It doesn't matter how old we are. We can do something. We can do something. Our bodies didn't get into this state overnight. It didn't just pop up one day that we had all of these issues. It's because we push things to the side. Oh, I'll do it later. Oh, I'll think about it later. We've got to make better choices in what we're putting in our body. We've got to make a decision that I'm going to rest. And we have to remember, even when we're sitting down to rest and meditating or even reading God's word, it can be very relaxing. It can be very calming. when you look at God's promises for your life, when you meditate on his promises, for me, it can be very relaxing. Don't just go to the scriptures when you have a problem and you're looking for an answer. Go to the scriptures. Okay, what does God say about drinking water? What does God say about taking care of the body? What does God say about these things in my life? And then don't just read it, but apply it. We talk to people all day long, and we're getting tips about optimal health. We're getting tips about self-care from the radio, the internet, the TV, a phone conversation. That's not to say everything is going to work for you. This is not a cookie-cutter situation. We all have different body types. We all have different health concerns, health issues. We all have different things in our bloodline. But there are some very commonalities when you're talking to people. When you're looking at the history of the diet and the heightened high blood pressure and the diabetes, there are some very common causes. It's not just the bloodline. What are you doing to combat what came down in your bloodline? You know, just like heart disease and kidneys and all of these things are passed down, obesity, high blood pressure, it can run in the family. What dynamics are you changing in you that won't be a problem for you in the future? We can make small changes today to have a better tomorrow, to have a better week, a better month, a better year next year than we had this year. So as we get ready to wrap up today, I pray that something was said that will benefit you to get some rest, to seek optimal health for your own bodies. And we'll be back next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for another Taking Care of Me. If you have any questions or concerns, or if you have prayer requests, I can be found at facebook.com, Gloria Hawkins. You can find me also at telltheministries.com. That's my website. You can leave your prayer requests or concerns or topics there. If there's any way that we can assist you in any way, please feel free to reach out to us. We'll be more than happy to come and do what thus saith the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this time that we've been able to come together. I want to say God bless each and every one of you in your adventure of taking care of you. God bless you. Have an awesome weekend, and we've got Pentecost Sunday coming up. Just go and celebrate the Lord. God bless you, and have a good day.